The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Wayne Barron was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia in 2018 when he was only 52. He and his wife Siobhan have four children, with their youngest being just 15 years of age at the time. And Wayne is here with me, as is Siobhan. Good morning and welcome to Aviva Stadium.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, tell me, what is Lewy body dementia?
I suppose I'll start.
Yeah.
It's a dementia that affects the brain and movement. So for Wayne, his initial issue was auditory hallucinations and movement. His movement just ceased, really.
Now, Wayne, the auditory hallucinations, you were hearing voices, was it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And those voices, were they recognisable voices?
Well, they were in a Lancashire accent, so...
And you're from Lancashire?
I am, yeah. So it was just normal, you know?
Okay, so...
What I would hear, but I... When I was working, I thought people were talking to me, but they weren't.
I can imagine how
confusing that was. So this was going on for months and months.
And you didn't tell anyone?
No.
And initially, did you think there were people who were talking to you?
I did, yeah.
And then you realised they weren't. I'm hearing things.
That's it. Yeah.
So, Siobhan, when he finally broke it to you...
He eventually told me. It was more relief than anything, because I knew there was something going on, there was something amiss. He had become withdrawn. So when he told me what was happening, it was great. So it was immediate appointment with the GP and our journey started.
Now, how difficult was it to diagnose this particular form of dementia, which is, I believe, quite common?
The problem is, because Wayne was having auditory hallucinations, they didn't actually think anything dementia-wise. So they thought mental health. So we were referred to the mental health department in Cherry Orchard and Ballyfermot, and they were amazing. But it was just a matter of crossing off different
eliminating
diagnoses.
Other conditions.
Yeah, absolutely.
They thought it might be a schizophrenia, or, you know, so.
There was a lot of things thrown into
But clearly, I mean, and we know dementia is in the brain, so therefore they knew it was some brain trouble, but they weren't able to initially tell. So how was it finally diagnosed, Wayne?
Well, I was a friend, actually a friend of the consultant I was seeing, sent me to Tala, to neurology.
Yeah.
And Dr. O'Dowd.
Yeah.
He had
the EEG.
EEG and a few other tests, and then it was...
But something showed up on the brain. And we were asked to come back in for appointments. And we knew from dealing with hospitals with two of our children that you can wait. The waiting list can be long. Yeah. But Wayne didn't wait. His appointment was in a
so
few
that
weeks.
Indicates to you this
I
is
knew there was
potentially
something.
Serious.
Yeah, they had found something. We didn't really think serious. We just knew they had found something and we were going to get an answer. We definitely did not think Lewy body dementia.
Now, is that typically an early onset condition, or is it more typically later onset?
No, it can. It's quite popular within our grouping of dementia. Yeah. They all can come on early onset.
Early onset, yeah.
They don't actually pick one over the other, but Lewy body is one that I have come across within my support group also.
Now, that was 7 years ago when you finally got the diagnosis, and we're 7 years on, and you're still multifunctional, shall we say.
I am, yeah.
So what is the progression of this condition from hearing those voices at the beginning to where you are now? I mean...
Just my movement is a lot slower, and also the brain's a lot slower.
No, but you're able to converse.
I can relate
to the family.
Yeah.
That can be the frustrating part, because what people see isn't what we live with. So for Wayne, within 6 months, he had to give up the job he absolutely loved and lived for. Wayne was head chef in Bijou in Rakar and had worked in a lot of high-end restaurants, but his movement eliminated him from that.
I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, it's high-speed stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
So even, I mean, can you still cook at home and do?
I do. I tinker about a little bit, you know.
As we're around, we turn off the oven, we turn off the gas ring. We will help with the cutting, the chop, that type of thing. But he still is, you know, able.
So you're able to indulge your passions,
yeah, absolutely,
a little bit. Yeah. What about conversations? What about watching telly? What about?
We're on repeat.
Yeah.
We're on repeat.
Yeah.
All the time. Wayne could have the same conversation with all four of us that live in the house at different stages, but we're just used to it. Television, it's repeat. The same thing is recorded and he will re-watch it.
Would you watch sport, for example?
I would, yeah.
And that would be fine? You'd watch a match from beginning to end?
Absolutely, yeah.
And would you remember who won?
Sometimes not.
Okay.
You know?
If it's Liverpool, yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you're a happy man.
I am, yes.
Until the tragedy.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Horrific, yeah. You know?
So at the moment, it's kind of livable with its challenges.
Well, that's what we decided to just go with it. When we got the diagnosis, it's, you know, it is tough, it's hard. And for anyone starting the journey, you think everything is coming to an end. But we just decided as a family, we'll embrace, we'll live our best life, and we do the best we can for Wayne.
Now, what was the reaction of the children when the diagnosis happens? Because it really is a family diagnosis.
It's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking, because I suppose for them, as brave as they have been and as involved, they're losing their dad. Our girls, they don't know, like Wayne won't walk them down the aisle if they choose that path. Our son, who's the baby, like he won't have his mate to go to the games with, you know, to give out about me or his sisters. So we're slowly losing Wayne, but they lose him twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is hard, but we try not to dwell on it. It's just reality for us.
But breaking the news to them, was that difficult?
We had a lot of discussions about it.
We did, but, you know, we've always been honest, so yeah.
We had one rule in our house, no secrets. So we couldn't have secrets from them. And Cal was only 15, but he wasn't a baby. You know, he was old enough to understand. And they knew something was going on. They knew Wayne was sick.
And did you outline what the progression would be?
Yeah. Because Google is a wonderful tool.
They're going to do it anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they've shown us how to use technology.
Yeah.
So the first thing they would have done, so we just said it as it was.
What sort of help is there for people who have early onset like yourself?
There's not much, really.
Not much.
Yeah. No. To be honest.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Because the Alzheimer's Society, they have been walking angels. Like I joined the support group in Harold's Cross with Adrian and Francis 5 years ago, I think about 5 or 6 years now. And they were just an absolute godsend. I think I would have fallen apart otherwise. We meet once a month. But then through our talks and our interviews, they have, I suppose, advertised for under 65s that people are actually living with it. It's not an old person's disease. So they've set up a group for under 65s, a few different ones around the country. But Wayne's, he's over in Clondalkin.
Bonog.
In Bonog.
Yeah.
And do you think people, because you have this condition, that they treat you as older than you actually are?
No, they treat you quite differently. That you're not there.
Does he take sugar? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say I'm with Siobhan, they'll talk to Siobhan, not me. They think I'm stupid or thick, you know.
And that must be
frustration. Yeah. Or they think you are deaf.
Yeah. They repeat things continuously.
Or raise their voice talking to you, you know.
As look, if you're stupid, you know.
Yeah.
How are you?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just natural for people. Anyone that knows dementia or Alzheimer's, they're reckoning it's their grandmother, their grandfather, you know, it's someone old that they need minding anyway. But Wayne, he's not old and, you know, he still has a bit of life left in
him. And in terms of memories, I mean, you talk about repetitive things. You can have the same conversation four times. But in terms of your deeper memories, are there things that you remember absolutely vividly, like childhood things from way back, or is your memory better for fresher things?
Probably the latter. Stay a few, but there's a lot I don't remember, you know.
Yeah. Like if Wayne meets people that he hasn't seen for a long time, friends of ours, they will introduce themselves. Because like they could be around for the last 30 years, have grown up with our children, their children have been in and out. But if they are not frequent now, Wayne does not know who they are.
So you need reinforcement all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But the ones that are close, they know to just say, hi, Wayne, I'm whatever. And they will do that. But if there's people that haven't been around, Wayne won't know them.
Now, are there medications and are there more coming that might delay the
pressure? They slow it down.
Slow it down. I can only speak for us. So initially we started with, we need to get rid of the hallucinations. Wayne went on a medication and that worked. It was fantastic. And then we had to deal with his movement. That was great.
So there's medication for that?
There's medication for the movement. There's medication for the slowing down the brain. It can't stop it. This is not going away, but they can help it and support us in any way we can. Wayne has just started new medication for the movement because that decline in the last year is huge.
So, the scientists are, as we hear from Luke O'Neill all the time on the programme, they're working away.
Absolutely.
They are.
Breakthroughs.
Yes, hoping. We look at it, it's too late for us. We can make Wayne's life comfortable and as best as we can. But for any young people, 20 years' time, maybe, you know, that something will be discovered and that will help the next generation. Our children. Yeah, our children. They are just, they're amazing, considering what they have to put up with. And it's not easy. But they just embrace it. They are absolutely amazing.
Well, they know they have an amazing mom and dad.
Well, I don't know about that.
But they don't treat me any different.
No.
That's good.
Which is...
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Which is deadly, you know.
Yeah.
Now, you did the walk last year?
We did, yes. Mm. We did the memory walk out in Black Rock, which was absolutely amazing. And we brought a crowd with us, some friends from the King's Hospital where I work. Part-time, and some of our friends, our children's friends, they've just rallied and they came and did it with us, yeah.
Will you do it this year, do you think?
Absolutely, yes.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just to remind people, it's 21st of September, Sunday the 21st.
Yes.
35 or more, perhaps, venues all around the country.
Yeah, anywhere. There's a local area close to you, wherever, just sign up, get your...
Alzheimer.ie or memorywalk.ie is where people will find it online. Can I thank you both very much for joining us at
Thank
the
you.
No problem, thank you.
Sorry there's no match on it.
I know.
Next time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For joining us. That's Wayne Barron and his wife, Siobhan.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.